Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Today, we're going to be connecting with the goddess Phoebe. Before sitting down to do today's meditation, don't forget to provide some offerings to her. You can consider a bowl of water, potentially some laurel branches, laurel leaves, silver, moonstones, star-shaped items, and incense. You can consider moonstone as well, and potentially amethyst and white quartz. All right, everybody, if you are in a place to do so, go ahead and light some incense, light some candles for this goddess, turn off all electronic devices. Let's find a place to sit, and let's start by closing your eyes and taking a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. Just get fully relaxed here. No rush. No stress. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. Drop your shoulders. Relax your body. And I want you just to bring your attention to your imagination. And at this time, we're going to ground ourselves into the earth. And let's imagine that our legs, our ankles, our feet are turning into very thick tree roots. And just watch the tips of these tree roots start to move past the floorboards in your house or the building that you're in, going past the foundation, pushing all the way down to the topsoil of the earth. That soil is going to be very light brown, and it's going to go deeper. These roots are going to go deeper and start expanding the further down they go. They'll continue to go down, 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 slowly approaching very dark soil, clay-like in nature. The deeper your roots go, the more clay-like the soil will become, to the point where your roots can no longer move, and then they are stuck in the center of the earth. Just take a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. Now I want you to place some sort of protective shield around your body. It can take any form that you want. Just make sure that it's reinforced from the inside out. Nothing can get in without your permission. Now we are going to say an invocation to Phoebe. So just repeat after me. Radiant Phoebe, luminous Titaness of sacred sight, keeper of the ancient oracle before the rise of kings, daughter of Gaia's deep remembering, she whose silver light reveals what hides beneath illusion, open the inner sanctuary of wisdom, quiet the noise that clouds perception, teach us to stand within mystery without fear. Let truth emerge not as domination, but as revelation. Ancient One of Delphi, may your radiance illuminate the hidden paths within the soul. All right, everybody, just bring your attention now just to your imagination. And I want you to imagine yourself standing at twilight before a mountain path. The air is cold and the sky is going to be a silvery blue. Wind starts to move through black pines. And ahead of you is Mount Parnassus. What you're seeing is not the crowded Delphi that includes tourists or these marble ruins, but you're looking at the older Delphi, the primordial Delphi, before Apollo and before more polished temples. So I want you to begin walking upward. And with each step, the world is just gonna start to become a little bit quieter. Because right now, as you start to approach Delphi, you're going to leave behind the noise, expectations, your identity, and even any sort of performance you feel like you need to play, and maybe any idea of certainty that you currently contain. So slowly you're going to begin to approach this cavern that's cut into the mountain stone. So at its entrance, you're going to see a great serpent that's coiled. It's not threatening. It is quite ancient, and it's just watching. It begins to recognize you and determine whether you're coming with sincerity or not. The serpent slowly will move aside as you enter. And inside the cave is darkness that's going to be illuminated by the soft silver light emanating from nowhere that's visible. And at the center will sit Phoebe. She's not sitting as a queen upon a throne, but she looks very radiant, and her presence feels very immense. It feels very primordial. She's the one who carries that silence of deep earth and also the distant stars simultaneously. So around her, you're going to see bowls of water. You're going to see laurel branches. You might see some glowing symbols that are carved into rock, and you're going to take a seat in front of her. Try not to rush to speak yet. So when you're ready, I'm going to give you a series of questions that you will ask her. And just know that you need to remain receptive. Don't try to force an answer into words immediately. Just remember that sometimes prophecy arrives either as an image, a feeling, a knowing, or even some sort of realization that will unfold later. And when we're done, you're going to thank her. So at this time, I want you to imagine that Phoebe's placing a silver light into your forehead or into your heart. The first question that you are going to ask her is this: what truth am I avoiding because it would change my life? Next, you'll ask her, what part of myself has been silenced or buried? Now you'll ask, what cycle in my life is ending and what is trying to emerge? Now you'll ask her, where am I seeking certainty when I actually need transformation? Next, you'll ask her, what ancestral or deeper pattern continues to shape my choices unconsciously? Next, you'll ask her, what would it mean for me to live in alignment with my deepest truth? Now, Phoebe is going to give you a message for yourself, so listen closely to what she says, or she might hand you something, give you a symbol, or an image might appear, so pay attention. All right, everybody, I want you to say thank you to the goddess Phoebe. We appreciate her being here today. And you're going to go ahead and stand up, and you're going to go ahead all the walk all the way back to the entrance of the cave that you climbed into. And then you'll walk back down to the path that you took to get here. And as you're walking, just notice the sky. Notice if anything sticks out to you at all. And when you're ready, let's just take another deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale through the mouth. All right, everybody, come back to your body. Open your eyes when you're ready. And perhaps you might want to ask yourself, what did the cave reveal that your ordinary mind tends to overlook? And don't forget to jot down the messages or the impressions that you received directly from Goddess Phoebe. At any time, you have this opportunity to sit down and reconnect with her. As I say all the time, don't forget to provide an offering at an altar, show her respect and reverence. And I just want to say thank you for joining me for this week's episode. And I really hope it has been helpful for you all. As always, happy to connect. Please shoot me over an email and let me know of your experiences. I hope that these meditations have been helpful to some degree. All right, everybody, take care.